At this point, Jobs could have decided simply to indulge piracy. Free music meant more valuable iPods. Yet because he really liked music and the artists who made it, he was opposed to what he saw as the theft of creative products. As he later told me, "From the earliest days at Apple, I realized that we thrived when we created intellectual property. If people copied or stole our software, we'd be out of business. If it weren't protected, there'd be no incentive for us to make new software or product designs. If protection of intellectual property begins to disappear, creative companies will disappear or never get started. But there's a simpler reason. It's wrong to steal. It hurts other people, and it hurts your own character." He knew, however, that the best way to stop piracy, in fact, the only way, was to offer an alternative that was more attractive than the brain-dead services that music companies were concocting. "We believe that 80% of the people stealing stuff don't want to be. There's just no legal alternative," he told Andy Langer of Esquire. "So we said, let's create a legal alternative to this. Everybody wins. Music companies win, the artists win, Apple wins, and the user wins because he gets a better service and doesn't have to be a thief."